We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, Albert. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Albert, a lot up. I know. Are you smarting still from the Buckeyes loss? That had to be a tough one for you.
Well, I was there for it, which was I did have some things to numb the pain a little bit, I just felt like the team kind of ran out of gas there, you know, and trying to keep up with Alabama, they're just a machine on offense. It did feel like, you know, Trey Sermon goes down. And then, like, I think for probably, what, the first 20 minutes, the first half, you're keeping up with them, but you're doing everything you can to keep up with them. And it just felt like a team that was, like, maybe a little worn down by everything. And just kind of, like, ran out of gas there. And if you hit that point with Alabama, they're going to be able to score in bunches on you. And I sort of feel like that was what happened.
We're talking with Albert Breer, MMQB. Albert, we switch gears from college to the NFL, where the Browns had a magnificent win, they ended their playoff drought, they ended their playoff win drought. Now they're trying to win back-to-back playoff games in the same postseason for the first time in over 70 years. But obviously the toughest test yet against Kansas City. But first, your thoughts on their win over Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, I thought like it was a really good example of, I guess, the steadiness that they've played with, you know, this year. And it feels like they've, like, really kind of become calloused as a team over time. And, you know, the amount of stuff they were dealing with from, you know, the coaches driving themselves to the game, not having Kevin on the sideline to, you know, losing Joel Bitonio. I mean, it's just, like, there was little things all over the place. And, you know, I think the way the first quarter went required composure, and like they showed composure and the Steelers didn't, you know, which is just kind of like, you look at where those franchises have been the last 20 years. That's a fairly stunning turn of events, you know, that like all hell would break loose and it would be breaking loose on the Steelers and not the Browns. And so I just thought it was a really good sign, really good kind of example of how far they've come over the last year, that they were the team that was sort of composed and level-headed in a really big spot. The Steelers were the ones that were, you know, letting everything come undone around them.
Albert, when you look at that game, and really just the season as a whole, how do you think Baker Mayfield has handled himself, has performed this season? I think he's a different person. I think he's a different player. Even just listening to like his press conferences, like he didn't take the bait from Sammy Watkins this week. He hasn't taken any of the bait from other people in the media. I just think he's kind of grown up a lot this year.
It certainly seems that way, Dustin. Like, it certainly seems like he learned his lesson from the last couple of years. And I think part of it for him was, you know, like the way he's always been, he's always sort of been this defiant kind of flamboyant, like loud leader, right? Like that's always been who he is. And he's always been willing to rub it in everybody else's face when he does succeed, because that sort of defiance is what got him where he is, right? Like you don't walk on in two different programs and become the starting quarterback without having that in you. Like that's got to be part of your makeup. So I think part of it for Baker was kind of like learning, like, okay, like I can be myself, but I have to find like a more professional version of myself. And I'm dealing with guys who are 5, 6, 7, 8 years older than me. And I need them to feel like they're like they want to respond to my leadership too. And so I think for Baker, it was sort of maybe finding, it wasn't changing who he was. It was finding a more grown-up version of himself. And I do think like going through what he went through his first 2 years in the league, seeing two coaches get fired, I think it probably made him sit down and reflect on that a little bit. So I think seeing that, and look, I love the old Baker too. You know what I mean? Like I mean, it was great content for all of us. And I do think like there's a piece of it that's true. Like that being that way is, and having that mentality is sort of what, you know, a part of what got him where he is. You know, I think having the ability to pivot and recognize, you know, I might have to be a little bit different to get people in the NFL to respond to me. Because it doesn't matter how like me or you respond to him, right? It's how the guys in the locker room respond to him, how guys, you know, the guys that work with him on a day-to-day basis receive what he's putting out there. You know, I think being able to recognize like how he had to become a more grown-up version of himself doesn't mean he has to change who he is completely. I think it's a great sign of where he's going and kind of where, you know, the potential is that he could take his game.
Albert, how big a factor is Kevin Stefanski in that? And just the fact that the team, even without Kevin Stefanski, kind of remained calm and level. They weren't complaining last week. You know, a real good sign of maturity.
I think the best teams reflect their coaches, right? Yeah. I think in the best situations, in a lot of cases, you see the team take on the attitude and the personality of the coach. And, you know, we've seen that over the years with the Patriots and Belichick. I think the best Steelers teams really sort of reflected Tomlin in the way that they carried themselves. The Rams now are a good example of it. And the Rams, they carry themselves a little bit like Sean McVay carries himself. And so, you know, I think we all know at this point, like, what Kevin is. You know, he's, you know, unapologetically himself. Like, he's very kind of buttoned down and level. And he doesn't go outside of himself to get real rah-rah. And I think his sense of humor is very dry, like all that stuff, right? I think we see it reflected in the way his players talk and the way that his players carry himself. And that's like another really good sign on where they are as a program. You know, you want your players, you want, you know, the other people, the other staffers, you want them to reflect what the leader is kind of projecting. And I think in a lot of ways, you know, we saw the level-headedness, the button-downness, if that's a term, of the Browns on Sunday, and the way that they handled everything that was being thrown their way. Because, I mean, I got to tell you guys, that was a bizarre-ass situation. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, these guys literally getting in cars and driving to Pittsburgh. And, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard the stories of, like, guys standing outside of Heinz Field, like coaches standing outside of Heinz Field at like 12:30, like, you know, right after midnight on Sunday night, waiting for their car service to come pick them up to take them back to Cleveland. I mean, there's so many weird things about the way all that played out and the way the weekend was for the team. And, you know, I just think it's a really good reflection on Kevin that, you know, I think you can see the level-headedness and the professionalism reflected in the way that his players and his staff handle the situation.
Okay, Albert, moving ahead here, the Browns play Kansas City this weekend, and we know how talented this offense is, this team is, how well coached they are. The spread is 10. Like, is it crazy to think the Browns could find a way to win this game, or do you think this is where it ends?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I know Mahomes is moving into that Brady category for me, where I don't know how often I've picked against Brady in a playoff game, but I could probably count the number of times on one hand, because I know what he is, you know, and I know, like, that's that Atlanta Super Bowl, you know, you see what they did, like over the years, you sort of build it up as like, all right, like, I just don't pick against that guy in the playoffs. And I think we've seen that with Mahomes, you know, like I almost forgotten and like everything that happened last year with the Chiefs, they were down in all three of their playoff games. It wasn't just a Super Bowl, and in the divisional playoff, like against Deshaun Watson, right? Like that, like against Deshaun Watson, they were down by 24 points, and that like that deficit vanished in a snap of a finger, you know? So I just don't like, I, it's very, very difficult for me to pick against Patrick Mahomes in the playoff setting because of what we've seen him do already. And that's why, like, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, like, if both teams play at full capacity, the Chiefs probably win going away. You guys can probably say that even sitting in Cleveland, right? So, like, but even if they don't play well, like, we've seen what happens, right? If they don't play well, well, at some point Mahomes is going to lift him on his back and carry them to victory. So it's just, the Browns have had a great season, and I think you're going to walk away, regardless of the result on Sunday, happy with where they're at. But this Chiefs team, and it's not just Mahomes. There's good talent across the board in the roster. Obviously, the coaching is what it is. I have a very, very hard time betting against Patrick Mahomes in this sort of scenario.
Albert, where will we find Deshaun Watson and Urban Meyer in September of 2021?
I'm inclined to say in Houston and on Fox.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I honestly, like, I wish I could give you guys more insight on Urban. Like, I know, I can tell you they've been talking for a month and a half. I can tell you the meeting on the yacht, that wasn't the first in-person meeting between them. I can even tell you, like, staff's, like, been lined up. And I know some of the names that of coaches who could be on that staff who've actually been, you know, kind of discussed. And they're big names. Charlie Strong, the ex-Texas coach. Chris Ash, the ex-Rutgers coach. Steve Adazio, the sitting Colorado State coach. There's a defensive coordinator at Utah who played for Urban Meyer when he was at Utah that could come with him. So, like, a lot of those things have been explored. Support staff has been explored. So they've looked at strength coaches. They've looked at player development people. You know, Urban has a very, very clear view of how this whole thing would work and how it would operate. And, you know, he's worked on this for a good amount of time. Just look at it. Like, and I know, you know, my understanding was that they wanted this to come to a conclusion by the middle of the week. We're at the middle of the week. We haven't got that conclusion yet. Yep. I think Urban's going to have a really hard time saying no, because I think if you look at a situation that's got this, I mean, the amount of resources, Trevor Lawrence, the draft picks, cap space, it's in Florida. He'd have a chance to sort of repair his reputation at UF. You know, all of that, like, if you say no to that, then I think the question becomes bigger, which is, are you done coaching altogether? So I think they have a really hard time saying no to it. You talk to, like, enough people, and it just, I think over the weekend, a lot of people thought he was going to say yes, and I felt like a little backing off of that. Now, that probably means, because I'm saying this here on the show, that he's going to accept it 15 minutes after we get off. But, you know, I got a good laugh out of the whole thing because, you know, on Friday, I saw people saying, oh, well, Urban Meyer's interviewing, you know, the Jaguars are going to interview Urban Meyer. I'm like, no. Urban Meyer's interviewing the Jaguars. The Jaguars aren't interviewing Urban Meyer. So, you know, I think that this is, you know, really kind of like, I mean, the ball's in his court as it has been for a little while, and it's going to be really interesting to see what he does.
Albert, it is going to be fascinating to see what Urban Meyer does. We appreciate it, man. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.